Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. If you are a leader that's struggling with comparing yourself, this video is for you. And in this video, we're going to talk about the importance of not comparing yourself. So get your notebook out, get your pen, because we're diving deep on what it takes to be a leader and not compare yourself to other people or other leaders just doing it and that's excelling at what they're doing. So one thing that I discovered, first off, my name is Terrell Humphrey. I'm your host of the Failure's Knowledge Podcast, and we help leaders like you build culture through podcasting so that way your company can grow. We help leaders like you build culture through podcasting. And one thing that I've learned recently, in fact, was that I was at an Empower conference, and during this conference, I had the opportunity, I had the pleasure of speaking. And as I was speaking, I was communicating in a way where I start to understand what I was delivering, how I can help other people, and how I can actually have a business around leadership. Podcasting is more than just talking. Podcasting is more than just communication. Podcasting is where your impact is created. I didn't understand that your impact was being created the more you start to share your story, the more you start to share your experiences, the more you start to share yourself. As a leader, you have to be willing to share yourself so your culture, so your company can follow in your footsteps. You have a mission statement, you have a vision, you have goals. But if people don't know your mission statement, don't know your goals, don't know your vision, I think I said that, how can they really grow your business in a way where people support what you're doing? Many times, it's the lack of knowing and lack of understanding that stops leaders from excelling. I recently discovered the importance of podcasting. In fact, I talk a lot about podcasting, but I really saw it in person. I really connected with it in person because it's not just about podcasting. It's not just about teaching your failures. It's more so of building that culture, building that community within your culture, within your organization, where others can actually see and really connect with. It was at the Empower Conference in Cleveland. Shout out to Eddie Mack. Shout out to Eddie Mack. He hosted the conference. Well, as I stepped into the room and was getting ready to present, I knew what I wanted to talk about. As I delivered the speech, as I delivered the presentation, as I delivered the talk of the morning of my presentation, I saw a difference. People were engaged with what I was saying. People were responding with how I was delivering it. And the leaders that was in the room saw that I was able to connect with them because of the stories that I shared about failure, the stories I shared about from my experience, and the stories that I shared from understanding or learning more about leadership. Leadership is something that has to be developed within yourself. And I read the stat. The stat was, it said that X amount. Let me pull it up right quick. Because it was so powerful when I said that. And when I read it, I was like, that's interesting. That's crazy. One second, let me pull it up. Is it right here? Nope, it's not right there. of course, when you need something, you can't never find it. So, let me see if I can try to find it. There we go. Okay. Is this? Nope, still ain't it. God, dog. I thought I found it. Nope. Anywho, okay. I have to find it later on. Anywho, it's really understanding that by you being the leader, by you being the influencer, by you making the difference, people have to have something to follow. They're following your footsteps. They're following your goals. They're following their mission. But if people don't know anything about who you are as a person and what your hobbies are, what you like, what you don't like, and if they can't say, you're just like me, or I didn't know this about you as a leader, there's so many different things that are stopping your organization from growing. One thing that I learned from being in the Marine Corps is that they taught a lot about leadership. But I didn't understand that they was teaching us on how to lead others. And when I recognized that was teaching us how to lead others, I started to recognize that the lessons that I've learned in the Marine Corps was very valuable, was very useful. But it's when you grow into the lessons that make a difference because you can see the impact. You can recognize and understand it. Moreover, you can really position yourself differently. As a leader, when you start using podcasting to share your story, to build your culture, not only are you using it to build your culture, people start to learn more about you. And then they come to you and say, hey, I watched this podcast of you and I didn't know that you like this type of water. Hey, I watched this podcast of you and I didn't know you went through this struggle. I didn't know that you had to start from ground zero. In addition to that, the podcast platform reveals more about your mission than your business. And the reason being is because people start to learn about you. Not just anybody. I'm talking about within your culture, within your organization, within your business. And when I started to recognize the difference that I was making while speaking to other leaders, the language that they were saying, I started to learn more about who I was speaking to. It's not just about dreams. It's not just about goals. It's not just about hitting your metrics. As a leader, not only do you have to lead by example, you have to be okay with showing others how to lead in that example. I remember when I first started working my first VA, probably like my third or fourth. And when I started to work with her, I had to really communicate in a way where, hey, this is the task for today. I would like for you to post X amount of videos on YouTube. Make sure you have the thumbnail, make sure you have the title, and make sure you have the description to match the title. So that way, the video on YouTube can come out great, or the podcast on YouTube can be phenomenal because it has a picture, it has a thumbnail, it has a title, it has a description, it has tags, it has everything it needs for it to reach the right audience. And I didn't recognize that I was sharing the example of what I was looking for. I was sharing what I needed during that time. And in the moment, I learned that when you share yourself, when you share your mission, people start to understand why they're doing their tasks. And it gave me a different perspective. I was like, this is different. I want to find this quote because that quote was really important. I want to find this quote and hopefully I can find it because it'll go right with what I'm saying. You know what? Let me do it like this. And it go right with what I'm saying. So, know exactly where is that? It's right there. All right. So, is it right there? Nope. It's right. I think it's right here. Come on. There we go. God, dog. This stat I wanted to share. It is right here. According to, let me share my screen so I can show y'all what I'm talking about. Okay. So according to McDowell et al. And Nicole et al., embedding storytelling broadly helps organizations better communicate their strategy, empower teams, and create shared meaning. come back to the screen. In other words, when you share your story, you're sharing the meaning behind your experience. You're not just the person you are today. You're the person that you are because of what you have been through. When you start to discover more about that, you're building culture because you're sharing your stories, you're sharing your stuff, and you're being a human as a leader. People start to see, I want to follow this person. As a leader, they start to say, this person understands me. As a leader, they start to say, this person who's already in leadership, I see them as a human being because they have made mistakes, they've made errors, approached different obstacles that one could have never imagined. As I was giving the presentation, I started to see the importance of not comparing yourself. And mind you, I'm in a room full of people who's been in leadership or who's been in what is called corporate America for over 20, 30 years. Haven't even been, I digress. And as they are sharing their experiences, I started to ask myself, what makes me qualified to be in this position today? What makes me qualified to talk about leadership to leaders and how podcasts can build their culture? And when I start to see it, of course, I was the first presenter. And as I was presenting, I was really confident in what I was delivering. I was really confident in what I was sharing. I was really confident on the impact that I was making. But what I discovered is that I was making more than an impact. I was making a difference. I was making connection. I was being relatable. As a leader, you have to be relatable. You have to make connections, and you have to understand your team. I didn't recognize, I'm in the process of building my team now. In addition to that, as a leader, it starts with you. As a leader, it doesn't start with nobody else but you. So as a leader, just because it starts with you, and now I understand why I often say this, as a leader, just because it starts with you doesn't mean it's going to end with you, because your team, your company, your organization, they start to follow you because now it starts with you, but now it grows to two people. It starts with you, but now it grows to five people. It starts with you, but now it grows to 10 people. And notice I'm multiplying, because that's what happens when the leader foundation is already set. There. Let me get my notebook right quick. Hold on. Let me get my notebook. Oh, it's right here. It's right here. So, I want to share a couple things. Couple things. All right. Leadership. There we go. Leadership. I think John C. Maxwell said this, that leadership isn't born. Like, you're not born with leadership. Leadership is developed. Leadership is learned. Leadership is studied. Leadership is always changing. However, when you learn how to adapt with change, adapt with time, eventually you start to position yourself differently. Leadership are the ones who leads by example. And I'm about to share it on my screen so I can show you what I'm speaking about right now. About to share my screen. Okay. So, let me come to the screen. Make sure it's in. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see this. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see this. Matter of fact, let me know in the comments where you are chiming in from. If you are a leader, if you're a leader of an organization, what organization are you leading? Is it your own business? Is it your organization? Are you in a manager role? Is you in an executive role? Let me know in the comments below. One thing, and not necessarily just one thing, but leadership or leaders. Oh, I got hair in my eye. There we go. God, dog. It hurt. All right, so what about I say? Leaders lead by example. And I remember I was in a management class. And the professor, when he got to talking, he was like, in order to be considered a leader, you have to have people following you. If you don't have nobody following you, you're not a leader. And then when I recognized, I was like, wait, that's deep. As a leader, you have to have people. You have to have people who's willing to follow you. You have to have people. This is your team. Let's put team. You have to have a team that's willing to support you. Let's say support. Support you. Support you. And what I'm recognizing is that leaders starts with one. And then multiplies to four. So now you have four people on the team. So my goal is to really grow a team to the point where I can not only just help more people, but I can really lead by example. And the reason why I titled this specific podcast, live stream, or episode is that you cannot compare your journey. I cannot compare my journey to the next person's journey who's already been in leadership for the last 30, 40 years. But what I can do is that I can identify where I'm starting off at. I can identify my starting point. I can identify my starting point. Why is the starting point important? Because if a leader has no place to start, a leader has no place to go. But until you recognize there's a place to go, you have to understand you have to start from somewhere. And that's when I start to understand that I should not be comparing myself. I'm learning what I bring to the table. I'm learning how to build a team, or in the process of that, I'm learning. And what I'm doing is that I'm teaching what I have learned. Instead of teaching what I've not discovered, podcasting not only build culture, but it removes the barriers of people not knowing who you are. I had did a podcast with my buddy, and I had met him at a speakers conference. And during the speakers conference, it was a lot of people there. It was a lot of people there speaking, talking, communicating. It was a lot of networking going. And during that time, he had just launched his podcast. And he was like, yeah, man, can you come to the podcast? I was like, absolutely, bro. Just send me a link. Let me know the time. Let me know the day. And I'll be there. And so we ended up doing the podcast. The podcast was actually pretty good. It was actually amazing. To be honest, I don't remember what it's about because it was so long ago. However, when we did the podcast, it was actually pretty good. And so when I talked to him a couple months ago, we talking, we speaking, we communicating. And he was like, yeah, man, you remember that podcast we did 3-4 years ago? I said, yeah. He said, I forgot to tell you that that podcast was the highest downloads that all the podcast episodes had. And I was listening to him. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. At the time, I didn't know how to take that. But what I recognize is that I have a gift. I have a passion. I have a way of sharing stories. But just because I have a passion, a gift, and a way of sharing stories doesn't mean I'm leading anybody. It just means I'm leading myself. If I can learn how to lead myself, I can learn how to lead others. Because it starts with you. But just because it starts with you doesn't mean it's going to end with you. But first, you have to practice your routine, your discipline, your development, so you can help the next person be developed, have a routine, and really become a leader. I had a mentor, a mentee that I was mentoring for quite some time. And he said, man, I wanna join the military. I wanna join the military. And I proceeded to say, okay, cool. Why do you want to join it? Well, he got to sharing why he wanted to join the military. And I was like, okay, so have you taken, you know, the requirements to try to get into the military? And then he was like, no. I was like, cool. Okay, so I'm asking him a question like, when are you looking to do this? Like, I'm literally talking to him like, okay, what is your goal? Why do you want to do this? How long are you willing to wait? And we're talking. I said, bro, the reason why I'm asking all these questions is because I want to help you become the best version of yourself. Why? Because I learned how to become the best version of myself. But I started with me. As a leader, you have to be willing to start with yourself and not compare yourself to other people, because other people's experience is different from your experience, but your experience is more valuable. You can't deliver value if you don't understand the value that you're bringing to the table. The table is already there. The table is waiting for you to be present. And as you're present, you have to bring something to share with others. You have to bring something to not only give others, but to let others know that you are a leader. In the presentation yesterday, or the speaking engagement I gave this past weekend, I gave it with confidence. I gave it with beliefs, and I gave it with conviction because I knew what I was sharing. And so towards the end of the presentation, after I got done, I was like, okay, I just don't want a testimonial. I would like some feedback. So instead of me just asking, okay, what was your biggest takeaway from the presentation, which I did, I added a second question. If you can suggest one thing that I can work on for my next presentation to be better, what is that one thing? That one question gave me feedback that I was not expecting. And just because I wasn't expecting it doesn't mean it was bad feedback. On the contrary, it was phenomenal feedback, because if I didn't ask that question, I wouldn't have received that feedback. And a couple of people said you have to be more assertive. Not to say that you wasn't confident, but you have to be more assertive. You have to be more loud. You have to speak up. And I'm thinking I'm already speaking up good. I'm thinking like I already got a tone. Like I'm thinking that. A leader has to be willing to learn. If a leader is not learning, their culture is not learning. Now that makes sense. I learned this from a guy named Brandon Dawson, and he went over the Law of the Leads. And I think John Maxwell actually introduced the thing. And so he was like, there's a law of the lid, and the lid is the limitation of your growth. If you're not growing past your limitations, you're not excelling as a leader. Then I'm like, huh. Then I got the reading a book by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And he started to explain, I think it was a book and a documentary. His presence alone stated that he was a leader. His actions followed his presence. His actions followed his saying, his communication. And his actions demonstrated what a leader looks like. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a leader because he led by example. If you see some of the pictures, he was out in the front doing the civil rights movement, and he was in the front leading everybody to move forward. I watched the video. It was called What's the Life's Blueprint by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And he proceeded to say towards the end of it, instead of burn, baby, burn, how about we build, baby, build. In order for you to build, you have to learn how to build yourself. And that's when I started to recognize that if I want to be a leader, I have to learn from other people who are currently leading. It's not just about leading in a particular area. In fact, I got to reach out to this. Oh, yeah, I forgot to reach out to him. In fact, it was last Thursday, and I ran into a professor, and we was talking, we was communicating, And he proceeded to, he was sharing his experience with me. And I'm listening. I'm like, this is a lot of information. Nonetheless, he proceeded to say that in sales, he was talking about sales. He was like, in sales, you have to have three things. And when he said the three things, I really forgot the three things, to be honest. However, as we was talking, he was like, he just liked to help people. He just liked to help others get to where they would like to be. And eventually, like, that's what he loved to do. I didn't recognize them in that moment. But this, now that I just thought about it, I was like, oh, he was teaching me about leadership. And I hate I forgot exactly what he said, but how he said it, I can tell he was a leader. Leaders not only build their culture through podcasting, but they build relatability. They build a sense of connection. Like, now that you understand more about who I am, why I do this particular task and goal in business, and how and why it's important that you understand what I'm doing, is because as a leader, you have to be able to communicate. When you don't compare yourself, you're winning, because others are different from you. Just because they're different doesn't mean that you're bad. Just because they're different doesn't mean that you're horrible. Just because people's experiences are different than yours doesn't mean that you're losing anything. In fact, what it discovers is that you are on your own path. I want to draw this up right quick. You are on your own path, and I want to draw this. If you haven't yet, make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that follow button and hit that subscribe button, because one thing that's so important is the growth that one has to go through. Okay, let me show my screen right quick. So, as a leader, I actually saw this and I liked it, because you got two paths. You got a lot of people over here, a lot of people over here, a lot of people over here, a lot of people over here. Right? So then you have a path over here, and you just have two people over here. And when I saw that, hold on, let me add more people over here. When I saw that, I noticed that leaders grow by themselves. Themselves first. And it's important that I recognize first. Because if you're not growing as a leader, how do you build a culture through podcasting? Leaders has to be the one to set the tone. When the tone is set, the path is created. You see this right here, this path, I'm going to bring it around right here. Make sure I'm drawing it right. Is your path to growth. Why do you have to go your own separate path? Well, that is a great question. Because if you don't understand the path that you're currently on with everyone else, the path that you're going to create has to be different from everyone else. But just because it's different than everyone else, you have an ideal of what everyone else is doing. As you're creating your path as a leader, you're building culture. As you're creating path as a leader, you're making a difference. As you are building a path as a leader, you are becoming influential. You are becoming influential. Because people want to follow a leader that's leading by example. For a leader to lead, they have to be okay with the process, with the journey that they are on. When you don't compare yourself, you are challenging yourself to be different. The last point I want to cover, and if you haven't yet, if you're struggling to spotlight your business as a leader, shoot me a message, because our goal is to help you build culture through podcasting. And if we can help you build culture through podcasting, we are on our purpose, we're on our mission, and we're also making a difference, because we're helping you be seen as the authority. Shoot me a message, and love to spotlight your business for your culture to learn more about you. So, one thing that stopped off for the last point is this, is that you have to be patient as you are creating your path. That's the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to be patient. You have to be patient as you are creating your path. You have to be patient as you are creating your path. Why? Because overnight success is an overrated statement, because you can't necessarily become a leader when you haven't put the time to be a leader. And when I started to understand, even in the Marine Corps, when I was a class leader, I was leading like 50 or 60 people. And as I was the leader of the group, I had to recognize that I just wasn't a leader. I had to lead by myself. I had to be outside early. I had to be in formation early. I had to be ready for workout early. But it just wasn't that. I had to actually be the voice for the team. As a leader, you're the voice of the team. And when you're being patient with developing that voice, you give yourself permission to fail. You give yourself permission to learn. You give yourself permission to develop. As a leader, you have to be okay with failure. As a leader, you have to be okay with taking a risk. As a leader, you have to be okay with being patient. Because if you're not patient, you're going to miss the lessons. I wasn't the fastest. In fact, I wasn't the slowest. But I was in the middle. We had to go for a run. We was working out. I was in the middle. First off, they had me on the running. In addition to that, leaders fall out sometimes. But leaders pick themselves back up every time. It's not the fact that it's difficult to be a leader. It's more so that it's challenging for your culture to see the challenges that you have went through. Podcasting helps you discover why your team should learn more about you, why your team should be able to follow you, why your team should believe in your mission. Because if your team is not believing in your mission is just a statement on words. You can't be the leader that you're looking to become because you're not sharing your downfalls. You're not sharing your failures. You're not sharing the embarrassing moments that you went through to be at the top. But to get through the top, you have to go through the ranks. To get through the ranks, you have to go through the lessons. To get through the lessons, you have to go through the growth. A plant that's planted outside is not a plant. I'm sorry, a seed that's planted outside don't become a plant instantly. You have to give it time for it to grow. You have to give it time for it to build roots. You have to give it time for it to start growing from the ground. Timing as a leader is so important, because if you're not patient, you're not understanding the role of a leader. Leaders have to build their culture in a way where they start to understand that my leader is just like me. My leader has failed. My leader has learned. My leader has gained experiences. And now I understand why he or she is teaching this way. You, as the leader, have to understand you are leading others to believe in themselves. You as the leader have to understand that you're leading others to accomplish a goal. You as the leader have to understand that you're helping your team build a routine behind your mission. Your mission comes from you, and your goals gets pushed to your team. If you as the leader is not leading by example, you have to remember, why would other people lead, or why would other people follow me? There was a book that my professor recommended. It was Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And in the book of Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, the leaders, it's about leadership, in fact. Wow, I just thought about that. The leaders are patient within themselves because there's seven habits. There's seven principles that you have to develop, learn, and understand. And as you're developing the lessons, you're developing the growth. Leadership takes time, but you have to put time into your growth so your growth can be pushed to your team. Your team is the culture. Your team is the difference. Your team is what strengthens the leader. So this has been great. This is another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. And if you haven't hit that follow and or subscribe, make sure you hit that follow and subscribe and leave your biggest takeaway on not to compare yourself and the importance behind it. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. And one thing that I always say is that if you're going to fail, but learn the lessons to get back up, because failure is knowledge. I appreciate y'all.